Good morning, everybody. My name is Kelly. For those of you that are new, I'm one of the organizers for the U.S. convoy that's going to D.C. in the next few weeks. I just wanted to come on and welcome everybody for joining that are new that I haven't spoke with last night. I'm excited. I'm ready to go. A little bit about me. I am a teacher that lives in New Jersey. I was fired from two different teaching jobs for not complying and getting vaccinated. And I did not want to be a science experiment or a guinea pig. I stood my ground. I always will. This is a hill I'm willing to die on. I am so, 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 so proud of Canada and all the other convoys that are going on right now. And I just am so excited for the U.S. to start theirs. We will be doing it within the next few weeks. As more details emerge, I'll be posting all the details here. So make sure you stay in here. If you are an American or Canadian, if you go to the top, the pinned messages in blue, if you click through the pinned messages, there's going to be one that says directly if you're American or Canadian. Go ahead and click that link, because the intention is if you're American or Canadian, you go into your state or you go into Canada from that link, that once these details roll in, you'll be able to go and talk to people in that state. Say Texas, say you're from Texas, you'll be able to go in that Texas group. And then as the details emerge, you'll be able to link up with people in Texas or specifically maybe your area of Texas and either join the convoy or get on the side of the road and like Canada has been doing with signs and flags and cheer everybody on. And maybe you join the convoy and you don't go all the way to DC. Maybe you just drive to the next stop that they're going to be at. And you just wanted to support somehow, like, you know, some way that you could. Also, there's going to be, you know, an itinerary of they're going to be passing here around this time so that people could go out and do that. And then at the end of the day, you know, some might be stopping at a rest stop for the evening. So people could meet up there and support them or give them, like, go make sandwiches or hand out bags of popcorn or whatever it may be, water. You don't even have to give anything. I mean, it would be nice, but you don't have to. There also will be a Give, Send, Go. It has not been set up to my knowledge. I believe that we are going through an accountant, so everything is legit. We decided to click Give, Send, Go because GoFundMe takes money, and also GoFundMe, we do not believe what they stand for. They take down conservative fund me's, and they're also have threatened multiple times to mess with the one in Canada, so we don't want to even go that route. We will be using a Give, Send, Go, and as soon as that's set up and details are emerging, we'll release that. I believe it may have already been set up, just not released yet, and I believe certain people have already donated. Last night I found out that there was a big donation. It was very late last night, so I'm not sure of the specifics and who it was from or anything like that. But the donation link is for the expense of the convoy. So the trucks, the cars, the people joining in, the fuel, it covers that so that anybody could come, even if you don't have money for gas. Because the intention is the more money that's raised, it will go to those expenses. It's not going to anybody, like, personally to go out and party, you know? So stay tuned, and I am excited to have everybody here. Welcome. And also, once again, share this link with all friends, family, all social media. Make a TikTok. Blow it up. Let's get 200,000 people in this group, because we need to fight for our freedom, because if they take it, all of it, we are never getting it back.